Hey, this episode is brought to you by Bob's Containers. Bob's Containers is the leader in shipping container housing, modular solutions, and more. It's a no-brainer with Bob's Containers. Turn your backyard into a profitable machine with a quick Airbnb, a backyard office, or something more. We also make shipping container offices, container restrooms, laboratories, anything you can dream of. We'll containerize a solution for you. So check us out at bobscontainers.com or give us a call, 833-265-3269. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Vineyard Sun. Vineyard Sun is a local Austin company that makes quality sunglasses made from sustainable materials. You can see their styles on vineyardsun.com or follow them on Instagram at vineyard_sun.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Moon Tower Business Podcast. This is your host, Joseph Obel, and today I have the pleasure of speaking to Joanna Moya Fabregas, who is the executive director of Con Mi Madre here in Austin, Texas. Joanna, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Joseph. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being here. And I want to talk about Con Mi Madre and everything that you guys are working on in Austin and in Fort Worth. But before we get started, maybe just you could introduce yourself to listeners and talk a little bit about your background and stuff you've worked on before.
Yes, I'd be happy to. So I'll start with my kind of origin background, where I'm from. I'm originally from Cuba, and Cuban mom, Chilean dad, and grew up throughout Latin America and ended up in the U.S. at 14. We moved here as immigrants, and you know, and this will be relevant as I talk about Con Mi Madre, but I was the first in my family to graduate from college, to go into grad school, and to, you know, settled in a different country and go through all of that experience and pave the way for, you know, future generations. My background in terms of work, I have a PhD in history, so I used to be a professor and researcher. Focused on 20th century Latin American history and women's studies. I've worked as an academic. I've worked in other nonprofits, supporting executive directors in their roles. And I've worked on digital humanity projects like bilingual online encyclopedias across the Caribbean. So that those are some of the projects in my background that they all kind of stay within the realm of education. And briefly, I was a teacher here in Austin, which I was very afraid of working with teenagers, if they were anything like I was at that age. But it was really a beautiful experience that allowed me to learn so much about the community in Austin and the needs within education in Texas. So it was a beautiful experience.
Excellent. And you were a teacher where and what subjects were you teaching?
I was a teacher at KIPP Public Schools. It's a charter school. And I taught 11th grade AP Spanish literatures. And about 99% of my students were Latino students, either immigrants themselves or their parents had been. So I had a lot of things in common with their experience in here in Austin. And yeah, it was really great. I still follow many of my students, keep in touch with them. They've had kids, they've grown. It's fun.
Excellent. Well, great. So now you're executive director of Con Mi Madre. It's my understanding it's based in Austin, Texas, but you work in Central Texas and in Fort Worth. It's a nonprofit organization. Maybe just kind of high level, talk about what the organization is all about and what are the goals and things you're working on right now.
Yes. So Con Mi Madre, which means, for those who don't know Spanish, it means with my mother in Spanish. And Madre is an acronym, Mothers and Daughters Raising Expectations. The organization, the main focus is to work and support girls, along with the support of their moms, to navigate the pathway towards a higher education and through that higher education as well. We started here in Austin in 1992 as a project of the Junior League. And about 16 years ago, we became a nonprofit. And then we expanded to Fort Worth, where we have another chapter. And the way that we do our work, we have multiple programs. We have a leadership track that happens throughout the year. And we have a curriculum and a program that's implemented in different schools. So we have partnerships with school districts. And right now we have partnerships with AISD, with Fort Worth ISD, and Del Valle ISD. And our coordinators go into the school. They work with students sixth grade all the way through the 12th grade. And we recruit the cohorts in the sixth grade, a cohort of about per class of about 10 to 15 students. And our promise is to follow those students all the way through graduation. And our curriculum focuses on issues such as, finding out what you want to do in the future, your identity, your background. And it's really working from the inside out to give students a very safe space to dream big, especially when you're coming from a family that has limited economic means and you don't have a lot of knowledge about different careers, or you think, I better not dream big because I don't want to make my parents uncomfortable because they can only do so much financially. So we open up that space and to connect them with a lot of opportunities and possibilities for the future. And we follow those students. And as they get into high school, then we focus on more, our curriculum becomes more college prep and applying for schools, FAFSA, exploring different school opportunities, writing rec letters, like all of those things. So that the students feel confident. In addition to what's happening within the school, we have a Somos el Futuro leadership track that happens, takes place throughout the whole year, where we bring experts from the community in finance, in health, in education, to prepare our students for the workforce, for networking, a lot of these entrepreneurial skills that sometimes, at least people of my generation thought, either you are an entrepreneur and you do this, or you pursue a degree in a professional field and you do that. What we're seeing with current generation, a younger generation, it's this desire to do multiple things and to not put all of their eggs in one basket, which is great, and to figure out ways of generating income while they also want to pursue formal education. So we try to explore all of those pathways with our students throughout the year through workshops and for our moms as well. So we have a lot of moms who have communicated things that they want to learn, and we bring experts in those topics to educate them, to connect them with resources and with opportunities to set up their own business too. And then we take moms and daughters on college trips twice per year to explore different universities and to see what does it feel like to be in a college campus, ask questions. And by the time they reach a high school graduation, they will, our moms and daughters have been to many colleges, talked to different officials, asked questions, and they have a clear grasp of what they need to navigate that process that they didn't before when they started in the program.
That's a great thing. I mean, I feel like a lot of kids in high school, that are thinking about going to college, don't know what it's like. Can't even picture what college is like, what that looks like, and what questions to ask. And I think that's very positive for your organization.
Yes, yes. And a lot of kids, and no one has really talked to them about college. And what they know is it's very much on the surface. So the reason we start in the sixth grade is when you look at research, that is the age where a lot of students begin to define in their head, even if they don't talk to anyone about it, they begin to think, am I college material? Am I not? Do I, what am I going to do after? And that's when those questions start. So we want to take advantage that that's the prime moment to engage in these conversations, to give them a lot of options, so that they can visualize what they can do in the future, and they have years to explore. I have a middle schooler myself who is in our program, and I'm seeing it now as a mom. That's that age where she's beginning to just imagine possibilities and ask more questions, and so it's a very exciting time for a kid.
That's great, and I read on the website that you kind of have like three phases of a program journey. It looked like sixth to 10th grade, 11th to 12th grade, and then undergraduate. Is that accurate? And can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So those are our three focus. So three focus areas. So with the 6th through 10th grade, we're focusing a lot on exploring who they are and what they want and where they come from. And I say that because a lot of academic programs, or a lot of programs that have an academic focus or a post-secondary focus, tend to look at just the college prep component of it, or the post-secondary prep component to it. What makes our program unique and different is that we're working with the students from the inside out. We're working with the students, communicating, you know, first understanding what they're coming from, what their struggles are, and communicating that they have what it takes to achieve whatever they want to achieve, that they're not, you know, because they might come from limited means, or the family might come from another country, that doesn't mean that that they have to check who they are, their culture, their beliefs, everything in a little box to be able to play, if you will, in a mainstream society and make it and be successful. We try to communicate early on that what they bring is a central component of their success. If you think about, even from a business perspective, I mean, I think about this, like, my parents did every job under the sun. And at that age, I didn't really value the you know, hustling, entrepreneurial skills that you learn, the negotiation, the networking, you know, how to talk to people, how to read different audiences. And so we try to talk about a lot of those things with our students early on, so that they see that their experience is an advantage to, you know, to whatever field or career they choose to go into. As they get into high school, the second phase of our program is, okay, let's talk about what courses you need to take. You know, how do you prepare internships? Who do you need to connect with in the community? And we have a big network of professionals within the community and different companies and organizations that support us, sponsor us, but their employees also get involved with Con Mi Madre to support our students directly in different ways. So when they get to that age of high school, that's when we start focusing more on that career path and becoming ready for, you know, the next step after graduation. And then our students, when they graduate, we have a college success program where we support students already at the university. We have students in about 17 different schools around the country, and we support them one-on-one in navigating that space, in finding community within that school, in building credit, in networking, connecting with internship opportunities, and navigating sometimes even that's, you know, imposter syndrome that might set in, so that they know that they're not the only one, and then connecting them with a community of other students so that they will feel confident in navigating that part of their career. So, because going through college, getting into college is great, but the toughest thing is getting through college, because there's so many pressures, not just within the school, but if you're the first one in your family to go to college and you have you're a main source of support to your parents at home, it's really important that somebody has your back, not just in supporting you as you're going through college, but somebody's talking to your parents and helping them. We talk to our moms a lot that have students in college, helping them understand what it's like for their students, helping them navigate that process, and communicating to them that they don't need to have a college degree to be one of the most important sources of support for their students. That effective and emotional support from home makes a huge difference in their academic performance. So we talk about that a lot.
That's great. And then you have partnerships with school districts, like you said, Austin ISD. How are the students that participate, like, chosen, or do they apply? How does that typically work, the ones that participate?
Yes. So we normally recruit the year before. So we start recruiting in the 5th grade for the students that are going to feed into the schools that we serve. And we go to parent nights, you know, resource fairs. We also have an assigned contact at each school, usually a counselor and a teacher, that help us spread the word to the parents. And then because we have been around for a while in the Central Texas area and the Austin area, there is a lot of word of mouth, a lot of people who tell their friends or the moms who tell other moms. And the application, it's very simple. It's online. It's on our website. We share it. They apply. We don't turn anybody down. All they need to have is really the will to be part of this program and the commitment, a student and an adult. And, you know, originally it was built for moms. Most of the adults we have are students' moms, but we have dads, we have grandpas, tios, uncles, you know, any loving adult that wants to be with the student through this process, we will welcome them into the program too.
Very good. I read that you have an annual Corazon Awards. Can you talk about what that is and who typically is someone that would get that?
Yeah, so I'm super excited. This year we have, so every year we do the Corazon Awards where we celebrate three individuals from the community that have had an impact on education, that are role model for our students, or that have been important in the history and, you know, in the work that the mission of Con Mi Madre. This event takes place usually in a large venue. We're doing it at the Junior League Impact Center in North Austin. It's about 300 people that, you know, that come together to celebrate. And this year we're honoring Councilwoman Vanessa Fuentes, who has been a supporter of Con Mi Madre since she graduated from college. Back in the day, she's always been a very strong supporter of Con Mi Madre and as a city councilwoman of supporting moms and supporting moms to be able to be part of the workforce. So she's a great example.
She was
example.
On the podcast, by the way, a while back when she was running for office.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Full circle. That's great. Yeah, so she's going to be there. We're also honoring Sergio Rodriguez, who's he's the CEO for the Hector and Gloria Lopez Foundation, who provides a lot of support and the form of funding to different universities across the region to support Latino scholars. Sergio was also at some point on the board of Con Mi Madre, and he was one of the people who interviewed me before I came into this role and continue doing so much, not just for the community, but also for our organization in opening doors and with guidance too throughout the years. And then we're also honoring Dr. Montserrat Fuentes, the president of St. Edward's University, who's been involved with Con Mi Madre in many ways. She's been a keynote speaker to our moms, connecting with them and our students really well during graduation. She's opened doors at St. Edward's for Con Mi Madre students and to offer that, you know, their support they need to first-gen students, and has really been a champion for the education of Latinas. Those are the three people that are going to be there. The theme this year is Carnaval, like honoring the, if you think of like the Carnaval in Rio, in Brazil, and the Carnivals that happen throughout Latin America, it's honoring all of our roots and where we come from and how a Carnaval is a community effort of people pulling together from different sectors, different social classes to really celebrate community, to feel free, to let loose, to come together and honor the spirit of community. So that's what the event's going to be like. And it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. Very critical this year as a lot of funding for education is it's being cut, you know, throughout the country. So it's a very important year for us to be able to fundraise and celebrate. We have multiple business sponsors and community members that support Con Mi Madre who are going to be at the event as well.
Very exciting. And on that note, I saw that you have volunteer and sponsorship opportunities for people that want to get involved. How can people do that and what roles can they play in volunteer work?
Yes. So for the day of, we have volunteer opportunities across throughout the year in the organization, but for Corazon specifically, we could use support and volunteers to set up the event, to ensure that the guests, you know where to go throughout the day with, you know, setting up our silent auction. We can also use volunteers that will come in and, oh my gosh, I blanked out, that will come in. Oftentimes, you know, guide everyone during registration at the beginning. That's a very important. If there's experienced people within registration, that's also a plus. And for our after party at the end of the night, to ensure that everyone's having a good time and they know what they need and they can help take down decorations. It's a fun event. Every volunteer that comes, we treat them very well. And they have a chance to just stay and enjoy the event. So there's that opportunity, but there's also a lot of opportunity volunteers throughout the year within our programs. Even we've had volunteers that come to Corazon, say, for example, with an ERG for a company, and they come to support the event, but then they learn about the organization and say that they're an expert in tech. And they, next thing you know, they're leading a workshop for our students to talk about careers in tech. So it's a good opportunity to not just support with something very tangible, like the event, but to learn about what we do and find other ways to get plugged in. A lot of the volunteers come to us on their own, but we also have sponsorships with different companies. That part of the package includes, let's bring in a number of volunteers from your company that want to be part of Con Mi Madre, and either for Corazon or throughout the year. So that's how we do it. And a lot of the larger sponsorships, a portion of the sponsorship goes towards a scholarship that we award at the end of the year. So every year in May, at the end of May, we do a graduation ceremony where we bring our students graduating from high school, going into college and persisting in college, and we award scholarships that they've applied for throughout the spring. And they don't know who's getting it until the day of the event. So if there's a sponsor that did a big sponsorship for Corazon, say, and a portion goes to that scholarship, then they get to come at the end of the year in May and present and name that scholarship and present it to the student that won the scholarship.
That's awesome. I love it. That's some great stuff you got going on. For those that are not familiar with nonprofit organizations, can you just kind of talk high level how a nonprofit is run? I know it's, I mean, very, very almost identical to a normal company. And can you just kind of talk about how that works?
Yeah, so it runs similarly in the sense that we need the same levels of support, right? With finance, marketing, communications, managing teams, programming. But the part that it differs a little bit is how, like, the funding structure. So different nonprofits have different funding structures. In our case, we fundraise. Part of our revenue comes from foundation grants. Another part comes from the community, you know, individual donors and people who make gifts to the organization. And another part comes from a small fee that schools supply, like the school districts, like a fee per service portion. And so we have to ensure that we are well, you know, connected and we cultivate those relationships in all those sectors. And that we constantly communicate what the organization is doing so that people can support. I think there's a big misconception sometimes that nonprofits need less to function because we're not making money. No one is making money off the organization. The money all goes into the program. So about 80% of our cost is overhead and it's paying our employees. So we're not making a big profit. But it needs just as much as a regular business. And one thing that is very exciting of a smaller nonprofit that is different, say, than a larger business, is that you have a lot of flexibility to try different things because you don't have large teams for each sector and everybody wears multiple hats. So if you have that entrepreneurial spirit and you're creative and you want to say, okay, how do we solve this problem by connecting with this level of expertise in the community, and we're trying a new pilot program, you can do that. In a large business, there are structures and policies that make it more complicated. So that's something in which we're a little different. And it's great because it's a really good space for creative minds and problem solvers.
Perfect. That's amazing. And I guess before we wrap up here, is there anything else you'd like to share with listeners about Con Mi Madre or anything else that you're working on, things that are coming up in the future?
Yes. And I want to share that there are many opportunities to get involved. If somebody's listening, you know, from the space of a corporation, there are ways to involve people, even if they cannot leave their office and they want to volunteer. We have ways of doing that. We've had people do backpacks and write notes to our students going on college trips. And there's a personal touch that is really important to the student. There's ways of joining our workshops, you know, coming to see what we do. So there are many opportunities to get involved. I would like for people to check out our website, conmimadre.org, and especially follow us on social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, where we have up-to-date information about what's coming up always. And I invite everybody to come to Corazon because it's going to be not your, I always say this, but it's true, not your typical stuffy fundraiser gala where people finish the program and they leave. People stick around and they dance and they have a good time because there's no reason why you cannot do good quality work with joy. And we do that and you feel it with our community. So I hope that those listening can come and check us out on April 12th.
Sounds like a fun time. And I'll put the website and social media handles on my show notes so people can find it as well. And then as we wrap up here, the last question for you of the day is, what's your favorite restaurant in Austin?
Okay, so right now, my favorite restaurant is called Austentico, like authentic with an O. And it's not a restaurant, it's a food truck. And they also do catering where they specialize in Spanish food. So they have paellas, croquetas, fideuas, like this mouth-watering food. The chef is from Barcelona and his wife is from Mexico, and they're both amazing chefs, and they cook really well. They're located in South Manchaca, very far south, close to that area where there's a lot of food trucks and the Hive. I highly recommend it just to have a relaxing day and just go and try a nice paella out there.
Sounds delicious. I'm going to check it out. Thank you for saying that. And I appreciate your time for coming on the podcast. And listeners, please check out their website, Con Mi Madre. I'll put it in the show notes so you can learn more about them and get involved if you're interested in doing so. Thank you so much, Joanna.
Thank you, Joseph. I really appreciate the invite. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Vineyard Sun. Vineyard Sun is a local Austin company that makes quality sunglasses made from sustainable materials. You can see their styles on vineyardsun.com or follow them on Instagram at vineyard_sun.